Psalm 55, Part 2, Preface. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In our prayers, we must be in full earnest. Prayer is not to be a sleepy, indifferent cold, so that the lips are babbling and the heart knows nothing thereof, but mouth and heart must be in agreement. Should God hear the prayer of one who is so absent-minded as not to hear his own words? When Hannah, the mother of Samuel, prayed in the sanctuary, her lips moved and her heart spake, and the Lord understood well the language of her heart. Moreover, with that persistent widow, the importunate friend, and the patriarch Jacob, we should persevere in prayer, besieging the throne of grace. And we should not let the Lord go except he bless us and grant us our petition. And though we must wait for an answer, like they that watch for the morning, yet we should not be discouraged. God will not fail, he will surely come, and will do what is for our good. Should God be able to close his ears against the cries of his own beloved children? If, for a while, he behave himself as though he were deaf, cry aloud evening and morning and noon, and he must hear. From this latter part of the 55th Psalm, we should learn to persevere in prayer. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in thee. Summary. This psalm is a prayer against false friends and brethren, whose lips utter smooth words, but their heart is full of guile. They sit at the same table with us, kneel at the same altar. Their words are soft as oil, and their boast is love. But their heart is ruled by selfishness, and by their friendship they seek only their own gain. Such are the flatterers and the hypocrites who, if only their own interest is promoted, are ready to drop a lifelong friend. Alas, that Christendom is so full of such who have a form of godliness, and the power thereof is not in them. To be delivered from such is David's prayer, and the apostle charges us to withdraw ourselves from them. Prayer. O Lord, thou faithful God, behold how faithfulness is diminished among the children of men. Guard us against the hurtful deceit of wicked men, and grant us grace to be true and faithful towards all men, both friends and foes. Grant us wisdom to prove all things, that we may not be carried away by the sleight and cunning of men from the straight path of honesty and truth. Amen.